miss out on listening to your favourite segment of Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah, well, don't worry, you can catch up now.
On Sunshine, this is Table Talk with Mike on this Monday morning. Now, on the line, I do have Joe Hart, organisational psychologist and executive coach, to share his thoughts. Good morning, Joe. Nice to talk to you. Welcome to Table Talk.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Yeah. Now, with ATAR exams just finishing up, how much pressure is on these young people to move straight onto university and get a degree rather than move on from where they are and just get a job? What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess it depends who you're asking. I think the universities are highly pressurising students to enrol and get underway with their degrees. And potentially some parents as well are really pressuring their kids to get a degree and get on with their careers and not waste time.
Sure. Joe, do you think there's a generational cycle, do you think? It's what their parents did and so their grandparents, so it's what they should do. What are your thoughts on that being a generational thing?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's part to that. Of course, you've got, you know, the generational doctors or the generational engineers, but there's also the kids doing or parents wanting kids to do what they didn't do. So affording them opportunities they feel like they didn't have. And so I think that comes with a lot of pressure. And, you know, I sent you to private school, so you owe it to me to go to university and become a really successful entrepreneur or whatever it is they want them to be. And I'm not sure that's fair.
Yeah, sure. Does the pressure often start when you start approaching those critical ATAR exam years, or does it start earlier than that? I mean, even thinking about primary school age kids, are taught that being, you know, academically successful will make or break your future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it starts way earlier. I think it starts, you know, the second they're enrolled in high school and, you know, like you said, often in primary school, trying to get them into the high schools. They get sent to coaching college or tutoring in addition to homework they're getting from school. And just that pressure is always there to excel. And while they might get better at doing exams and better at getting good marks, it's not actually exposing them to a great social environment or giving them an opportunity to learn and discover and explore the way I think everyone has an opportunity or should have an opportunity to do.
Mm. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, on average, the average statistics say that about a third of students will go to university. So I guess the question is, what are the other two thirds going to do? Joe, what is the difference between doing a job that you're okay with to doing versus the one that you're passionate about?
Yeah, look, this is a really interesting one. Speaking from experience, you know, I've done jobs that I haven't been passionate about before, and I've also done jobs that I have been passionate about before. And I think it's a bit of luck. You know, sometimes the environment, the combination of people and the behaviours that they're sort of exhibiting in that environment just culminates and it all sort of comes together and it makes you feel really great about what you're doing and the contribution you're making. And I think that that isn't easy to come by.
Yeah, sure.
Some people luck, you know, they get really lucky in terms of what they choose to study and, you know, they just sort of roll with it and end up in long, successful careers, and they are very passionate about it. But then many people never really find it.
Yeah, true. Joe, but what about those who are listening and thinking, I'm still yet to discover my passion? What would you say to them today? Mm.
Well, I'd say, what are you doing to actually give yourself an opportunity to stumble across it? I think we get into our pattern, we get into our routine, we get financially locked in or locked in relationships, and then we tell ourselves that, you know, we just need to keep doing it in order to stay afloat. And I think that's a real trap. It's a real mistake. And in order to identify that which really works for you, just keep trying different things. And, you know, don't think that the work has to be the place that completely fulfills you. Maybe your job is simple. Maybe it's just making ends meet, but it's enabling you to explore passions outside of work. So you can actually see it as an extension of that which you really love.
And that might even be, for example, even doing some volunteer work in some of your spare time, potentially.
Absolutely. You know, if your job isn't giving you, you know, purpose, or it's not giving you a sense of giving back and you're feeling a bit empty with it, then yeah, do something that, you know, you feel like you're making a contribution back to society or giving back. I think that's a great way to do it.
So good, Joe. Joe, really appreciate your time this morning. Good to talk to you, and appreciate your time.
Yeah, likewise, Mike. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah. Remember, you can hear me live every single day, Monday to Friday, from 10 to 12. See you then.